What's up, everybody? Good morning. Hope you are having a lovely Tuesday morning and everything is going great. News on top of the hour before we kick off the show. Today, yeah, I'm sure everybody has seen that the flags have been raised halfway, not full way, because we are mourning yesterday's bomb blast victims at the Boston Marathon. So that was a sad occurrence. And up here in the studio, we are wishing all the families quick recovery, and we extend our greatest and deepest condolences to all the family who lost family members. And it's a sad occurrence, folks. I don't know where the world is going to, and I don't know why we have people who are so mean out there, because apparently there's a lot of them who don't give a damn about no human life. It's so sad. Anyways, news on top of the hour. The terror bomb blast at the Boston Marathon has claimed 3 people and 176 are seriously injured, and they are receiving treatment at different hospitals in Boston. And Obama has named or branded the terror attack in Boston. He's called it an act of terrorism, and that is how FBI and all the different law agencies are treating it as terror attacks. And we hope they're gonna catch the victims, because they should definitely nail those people and bring them to justice. They should not walk away with that. And the flights have been burned over the Boston blast, and so Boston is like, you know, all the flights that were scheduled to land in Boston, some of them have been banned. And some of them, though, were redirected to different locations right after that unfortunate incident. And doctors have amputated several victims that were injured on the Boston blast. So a lot of them have lost their legs. And particularly this one sad case was this kid who was not even a teenager. He was so young, and he was waiting for his dad to finish the race so he could hug his dad. But unfortunately, his dad, he never make it. I mean, his dad made it. His sister lost a leg. His brother lost a leg. Oh, his brother escaped and hurt, and his mother was seriously injured, and she received brain surgery, and we hope she's gonna get better. In international news, there has been an earthquake between the border of Iran and Pakistan, and the earthquake has killed 6 people. So the earthquake had a magnitude of 7.5 in Richter scale, and that's also sad. And up here in the studio, we wish all the families, and we wished all the deceased, you know, we just forward them our quickest condolences, and we pray pray with them during these agonizing times. Well, in North Korea, North Korea is saying that it's not gonna warn South Korea, and so they're not gonna do it again. Which this is, you know, I don't even like talking about North Korea, because their leader is going crazy, and he's acting like a man who's not sane no more. You know, so that was international news. And I mean, right now, there's a lot of world cities that are on high alert after the Boston bombings. It's good that measures are being put in place to protect the citizens, because when something like that happens, I know right now the head of state is not feeling good, and the FBI actually converged, and they're trying to put measures into place, and they try to come up with ways of which they can nail these folks. You know, they just make me want to swear so bad, because I feel so bad. But anyway, folks, that was the news on top of the hour. Hope you're doing good wherever you are. Just pray for the Boston bombing victims, and that's all we can do, show our support. You know, I mean, it's good. I love the way people came together and they try to help each other off their feet. And, shops are open, and you know what I'm saying, there's just a lot of good Samaritans. That is the kind of society that, you know, we always wish for, where people come together in terms of disasters like this, and in terms of hardships. Anyways, you are tuned into radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby in the studio, and you are listening to Spot On.
We welcome you for the man you've always been. You've always been. You've always been. You've always been. I've always been. I've always been. I've always been. I've always been.
Welcome back to Spot On. Yeah, my baby in the studio. You are tuned into Penguin Radio, a radio at Dominican.edu. Now, because we started the show on a sad note, I'm going to give you some interesting bits of information right now. And there's a research that was done, and the research actually, the scientists found out that playing music to premature babies helps them sleep and improves their breathing system. So the study claims that music can put newborn babies into a quiet, attentive state, and it also improves sucking behaviors, which are important to help them feed. So there's this the sound instrument or apparent singing is better than nursery rhymes. That's interesting. And the research was done by Beth Israel Hospital in New York, across 11 American hospitals. That is interesting information, folks. If you plan to have a baby, or if you know you're going to have a newborn baby soon, be able to sing for them or find something interesting that you're going to play for them, because it makes them relax and improves their breathing system. There's another research that actually was trying to investigate what really causes migraines. And the research actually suggests that extra sensitive nerves may be to blame. So it's funny that up until now, migraine pain was thought to be caused by an expansion of the arteries on the outside of the skull. But MRI scans found out that the arteries don't actually expand. So this new research suggests that pain may be due to nerve fibers around the blood vessels becoming extra sensitive. Now, I know that this will actually help, in regards to this is superstitions that are out there. You know, a lot of times when people get a migraine or when people get a headache, they start thinking that, oh, it's not because I ate, or it's not because I did this and that. But, you know what I'm saying? Well, when you get something like a migraine or a headache, get a lot of water, you know, get a lot of water, because most people don't even drink water. And if they do, they drink water they don't drink sufficient water, basically. So I mean, a day, I think the recommended dose of water should be like 8 glasses a day. So that is what you should have going on. So this research actually was done by Danish scientists, and it's a great research, basically, because they have made a key discovery in what triggers migraine, and this step could pave the way for better treatment of the debilitating condition. You know what I mean? So basically, folks, look into that and start treating migraines as something serious. You know what I mean? Like, when you get it, drink plenty of water and just do something to make yourself feel better. Relax, don't tense, you know, don't do some dangerous activities. Just relax and plenty of water. And I mean, that should make you feel good. Anyway, it's another different study that was done, and the study actually found out that majority of couples want a boy as their first child because they are less hard work than girls. Now, I don't know about that, because when it comes to choosing the sex of your child, there's nobody that can do that. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. I mean, if you're religious people believe that God gives you the child that he wants you to have. So you don't have no control whether you want a boy or a girl. But given the chance, majority of couples would say that they would actually want a boy as their first child because they're less hard work than girl child. So this study was done to half of a million Americans, actually. Half of Americans were the first child to be a boy. This was done in America, this study. And it's new, actually came out this year. It actually came out this week. And 2,129 people, a married couple, were surveyed. And 47% say they would prefer to have a son first. And most said it was because boys are less hard work. 47%, folks. That is a lot. That is not even something small. That is a lot. So it apparently shows how people would want a boy for their first child, you know. So 63% of men themselves said they wanted their son. They wanted somebody who would take after them. They want a son. 63% of the male. While males made up 11% of those who preferred a daughter as their first child. So I mean, that is not a lot compared to the 63%, you know. So they were saying that the most couple who wanted a boy, which is like 45%, say they felt that having a son would be less hard work than a daughter. On the other hand, a third say they wanted a boy because older sons are better at looking after their younger siblings. Well, that is kind of true. You know what I mean? Like, you get a boy for a first child, then they're gonna be the sisters or the brother's keeper. They're gonna take care, you know, they're gonna take care of stuff. Yeah. So basically, I don't know if I would choose between a daughter or a boy, but you know, I'm kind of like, whoever I'm gonna get, that's who I'm gonna love and who I'm gonna take care of as a parent. You know, because I don't want to be shocked. Like, you know, man, like you say you want a son and then you get a daughter and then you start freaking out. You know, a lot of men actually do that. You know, when they, for instance, anticipated that they're going to get a son and then they get a daughter, they start freaking out. Now they don't love the child the way they were supposed to, which is kind of a shame. You know, it's kind of a shame. Sometimes you cannot choose. You cannot choose things like that. You cannot choose the sex of a child. It is what it is. So basically, I know folks who've gone to extreme lengths to actually try to control whether they're going to get a daughter or a son. You know, some of them start changing their eating habits. Some of them start changing their swagger. You know, just all in attempt to get a daughter or a boy, which is, I don't know if that actually works. But, you know, people can be so superstitious at times that I don't know if these superstitions work. Anyway, folks, you are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Remember that today we are mourning the loss of lives of the Boston bombing. And up in the studio. Like I said, we are wishing all the families that lost their loved ones our deepest, deepest condolences. And we ask you out there, everybody in the public, and you know, if you're tuning in right now to Spot On, pray with the families of the victims, all right? Pray with the families, because you never know, man. This thing can happen to anybody. It's a sad experience and a sad occurrence to actually happen in our society. Be on the lookout if you see something dangerous, if you see something strange, call the cops, you know what I'm saying? Talk to people. If you see something that's not right, cause an alarm, okay?
Sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you?
start by saying I love you.
Listening to Radio Dominican.edu. Yeah, I'm gonna be in the studio and you are tuned into Spot On. Anyways, I was watching the news this morning, and I'm so like looking at the news online right now, and you can get this story at the Daily Mail, the co.uk, if you want to read more about it. And it's sad that there is a traffic camera that captured a family's anguish as a mother and baby daughter bled to death on an Indian road as careless and irresponsible and cruel motorists just drive past for 40 minutes. Now, I don't know what that says about the society that we live in today, you know, especially like, you know, countries like India, whereby a motorist can drive over or just run over somebody and they don't even stop to look at whether they need it. Of course they're gonna need help when they run over them or they hit them, they're gonna need help, right? So they don't stop to take a look to just basically offer assistance. Now that really shows how the society is messed up. The society is really messed up, and I don't even know where to start with that. Because I was proud and I was happy that yesterday, I was not happy about the incident itself, but I was happy the way people in Boston got together to help each other. I was happy about that. I was happy that people rush in and people are trying to help people off their feet and try to take them to safety. You know, that shows that we actually have people around, people who love the human being. You know what I'm saying? People who love the human race. We have people like that. We have people who care. And that is why we have this show. We have this show so we can try to help people and try to make people understand the benefits of helping each other and being responsible and taking care after yourself and just basically being your brother's or your sister's keeper. You know? So we try to talk about the bad things, but at the same time, we acknowledge whenever people do something good, like the way people reacted in Boston. Now, in India, motorists just drove by for 40 minutes while the husband was just there yelling and screaming and crying right in the middle of the road. But they didn't stop. They didn't stop until the mother or his wife and his daughter bled to death. That is a very bizarre and a very sad experience, folks. It's very torturous. Now, I've watched the video. It almost brought me to tears. It's so sad. It's so sad. I don't know. A lot of comments, people are saying that, oh, karma should happen and should strike him back. And, you know, like the time that their loved ones or the motorists that drove by didn't offer no assistance, that their loved ones might need help in the nearby future. And nobody's going to be willing to give them a hand. Nobody's going to be willing to help them out. Now, I don't believe in tit for tat. I don't believe in do me, I do you kind of thing. I don't believe in that. I believe that when something's wrong, we should just acknowledge that something's wrong and we should try to fix it. That's what I believe. Now, I don't condone that kind of behavior at the same time. You know, I just got to put it out there that I don't condone that kind of behavior because it makes me sick. Makes me feel pathetic. And so, again, all the, you know, my deepest condolences to the guy who lost his wife and his daughter, and his son is undergoing treatment. But he escaped. He was just, he had slight minor injuries. But let's hope that he's going to be better, and I'm sure it's going to be better. So, sad, but, you know, it is what it is, right? I mean, what can you say? Anyway, now the news back home, an Alaskan soldier has been sentenced to 16 years in prison for selling secrets to Russian spy who was an undercover FBI agent. So this guy, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a 24-year-old soldier. And he's been found guilty of espionage. Of course, he confessed and he said he was guilty as charged. And right now he's going to get 16 years in prison. He was caught actually by an FBI agent in the summer of 2011 after an anonymous tip. And I don't understand. I mean, is it money? Like, do people become unpatriotic because of money? I don't understand. I mean, this guy had, you know, had like a decent and a good future right ahead of him. He was only 24. But right now he's going to be honorably discharged from his duties. And I don't know if nobody's going to want to hire him after that, you know. Why would you sell your country because you want money? Why would you do that? You know, why would you sell secrets of your country? And, I mean, you being a soldier basically means that you should protect your country and your citizens, right? Like, you should do everything you can to protect everybody. But here you are trying to sell your secrets, trying to sell your country's secrets to your you know, enemy, kind of. Why would you do that? Now, it just shows how people are not thankful, you know. People are not thankful. You put a crown on your head, you're a Marine, you're a soldier. You should be loyal to your country. You should. That is not even a question. You must, and it's mandatory for you to be loyal to your country. You know, just have a sense of pride. Have a sense of loyalty. You know? That's just what I believe, folks. Anyway, I know people have different views and whatnot, and you know, right now I'm just waiting for your feedbacks. You can hit me up on my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/spotonone2 and let me know what you think, okay? And you can also text in the studio or call me at 415-482-3587. I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear what you got to say about this Marine soldier who's been sentenced to 16 years for espionage. He was selling secrets to a Russian spy. That is not something to smile about. Yeah, it's not something to smile about. Well, still talking about Russia. Now, this is such a huge news, basically. We got a lot of millionaires right here in the United States, right? We have a lot of people who've made money. And a lot of these folks are a huge percentage, basically, are people who've been working towards that for their whole lives, right? And I mean, nobody got anything about the nobody got anything on these kind of folks. Like, I respect that. I respect when people put in work and they get paid. You know, you gotta respect that. You know, I mean, it shows you how hard work pays. And you yourself, like, if you're trying to make it in life, do not sit back and try to relax and think that you're gonna make something while sitting and being lazy. That's not gonna happen. So it's an example that these old folks have set. But these folks are trying to find traditional and loyal housewives somewhere else. Now, a lot of millionaires in the United States actually have been found that they do not want to marry American women. They do not want to marry women from home. Reason why? The divorce rate is too high, and they're scared that their women or their own will not commit, you know? So there is this thing called the Soviet bride safaris, and a lot of these men are actually going to the Soviet Union, especially Russia, because Russia got some beautiful, beautiful, sexy women. And that is where they're trying to find their wives. Now, they actually get impoverished young Russians who don't got no nothing. And, you know, Russia and Ukraine, basically. They try to find women from Ukraine or Russia who ain't got nothing. And then they try to lure them into coming with them because they're trying to make it in life, too. And these folks can give you anything that you want. So these men actually pay up to 3,000 euros. Up to 3,000 euros just to visit several cities that have been dubbed romance tours or romance cities. So they go on romance tours, and then these women are paraded in front of them in bikinis. And then they dance and they do all sorts of things so that they can become hooked. You know, they can become hooked. Now, these folks actually expect more beautiful women in 11 days. They expect to meet more beautiful women in like some like 11 days than you can actually meet in 5 years. So, yeah, I know a lot of these men enjoy that kind of thing. So, this like social events where all these women are invited. And then they're like, you know, it's like a group. All these social events involve a group of like 15 to 25 men. And they get introduced to 150 to 250 women a day. That is a huge number, folks. That is a huge number. The men are often that old. You know, like I said, people have been working their whole life. People who, you know what I'm saying, like people who've made it. Now, they don't have no problem with cash, all these folks. You know, because they are millionaires. They don't have a problem with cash. But this actually says something, folks, about our community and the way we want to, like, where do we envision our community to be at? I mean, like 10 years time. If we have all folks who do not want to marry their own, which is not bad. You can marry anybody you feel like. I'm not discriminating against that. But what are some of the reasons as to why somebody who's like 65 years will go to Russia and try to marry somebody, a woman who's like 19 years or like even 17 or 18. I don't get it, because they're saying they are looking for traditional sexy wives who will commit. You know, now does that say that the women out here do not commit? Does that say that? Does it mean that? I want to hear your opinion, folks. Okay. I want to hear your opinion because I think that this is something definitely worth talking about. Like, I want to hear what you guys got to say, because this is our community, you know? We got men who are 65, we like over 60 or over 50 years old, going to Russia to find wives who they say will be traditional. Now, that of course means that maybe they're scared about our modern women. Women who, you know what I'm saying, like career women. Women who know their stuff. Women who know what they're doing. And women who do not take no BS from nobody. So these men are apparently they're scared of that. And a lot of people actually say that these men are weak and they're emotionally disturbed and whatnot. But it's you know, anybody can do what they want. We got freedom, right? But I just believe that, whereas, I don't know whether to say if it's wrong or right, because if you're doing something for the good reasons, for all the right reasons, then I don't see why not somebody would do, we should not do what makes them happy. Now, if marrying a 19-year-old kid with their consent, of course, if doing that makes you happy, then go for it, you know, go for it. But if these women are being forced to marry this older man, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right, because there is an industry that actually has been established in the Soviet Union. And this industry, they find they go to different locations and they find these young women who are in bad situations, and then they recruit them, and then they promise them that there's going to be men coming around to scoop them out. And if they like him, then they take him. Yeah, man. Unfortunately, that's the world that we live in. But I want to know what y'all think, okay? Hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/spiron12, and let me know what y'all think, okay? If you're tuned in right now, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, in the studio, you are listening to Spot On.
Sassy ways, you fool a lot of guys and you get a lot of ladies. It's not coincidence I'm drawn to you. Instinct says our love is over too. But I'm hot tonight, baby, already said. We better calm down or we'll be seeing red. When it's between the sheets, baby, you're the best. And I can't last long when you're wearing that dress. Yo, the answer has to be yes. When it comes to the fire, there's no need to second guess. When it comes to the fire, 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 when it comes to the fire. Thinking about how I'm feeling this way.
She moves like sea breeze swirling around me. The fragrance that she leaves hangs in the air, soft like a whisper. She's calling me to her. These eyes have seen the most beautiful dream. We found each other staring at the waves. We started talking. Have seen the most beautiful dream. These eyes have seen the most beautiful.
sigh. Yes, you do.
You sigh.
Ooh, baby. Now you can depend on me to keep things right.
Things right.
Please don't bet that you'll ever escape me.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back to Spot On. You are tuned into radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby right here. And we are having fun, right? Don't forget that today we are remembering and we are mourning with the families and the victims of Boston bombing. So don't forget, when you see that the flags out here in the United States have been raised halfway, don't wonder what's going on. That is what's going on. We are mourning. Okay, so send your prayers, send your condolences, and if you're around Boston, you know, give a hand when you can. Okay, yeah. So as we go on with the show, we've talked about a lot of things today, and we've talked about research that actually establishing where migrants come from. We've talked about research about people who got kids, what they should do to make their kids sleep soundly and feel comfortable and be peaceful, basically. So if you've missed that, you can also, you know, you can check the podcast at radio.dominican.edu and look up Spot On and find the podcast for today and look, you know what I'm saying, I hear the show and get the content. Anyways, moving forward, right now, there's another study that was done, and I love studies, basically, because this study actually show us how we should handle ourselves and how we should treat ourselves and what to look out for, basically, when you're trying to go a specific route. Okay, by route, I mean the choices that you make in life. So this study that I'm talking about right now says that hearing loss after a concert is actually a sign your ears are protecting themselves. Okay, so don't be shocked. Yeah, don't be shocked when you go to a concert and then loud music was being playing, and when you come outside, you can hear nothing. So that is actually a sign that your ears are protecting themselves. Now that also happens to me sometimes when you go to the clubs and then the music is way loud, like the bass be slapping, and you know, so, you know, sometimes you be like, oh man, I can hear nothing. What's going on? So that is a sign, folks. That is a sign that you are healthy and your ears are protecting themselves. Okay. So the research is saying actually that short-term deafness may be a way of coping with loud noise, but cannot protect against sustained exposure. Okay. And during loud noise, the cochlea releases a hormone which binds to a receptor reducing sound sensitivity. Okay, so cochlea actually is a fluid in the ear and it releases a hormone. Oh man, you gotta love the way the human body works, right? Like, yo, it just happens. Like the body is just so magnificent. You know, just actually studying the body and how the body, the mechanism and whatnot, just makes you become in awe. I remember actually in my psychology class, there was a lecture about how the human fetus forms right after a conception. Which was very, very, like, it just left me in awe. I was just so surprised. I was just like, what? That really happens? Like, all the steps, the 9-month period, like, all the steps, how the cell divides itself, how it grows, how the spinal cord is the first big organ to start forming. It's just so amazing, folks. It's just so amazing. Education is good. Education is good. You know what I mean? Like, if you got a time to learn this kind of stuff, I know it makes you make good choices in life, you know, and you understand stuff, you know. Anyway, still on human body, there's another different study actually that was done, and this was done in Germany, and scientists in Germany found out that after doing brain scans in both male and the female gender, they found out that there is a reason as to why men don't really understand women. There's a reason why men don't understand women, you know. So it is funny, and the scientists say that this is actually linked to the activity in the amygdala. So amygdala is part of the brain which is involved with emotions. So they're saying that this activity in the amygdala actually explains why men don't really understand women. You know, they just look at them whenever a woman is trying to explain themselves. Men don't understand women. I don't know. Yeah, all the male folks out there, don't hate. This is just a study that was done in Germany. You can look it up on www.dailymail.co.uk and read that article and try to find out what it is saying. Okay, because you're actually gonna get you're gonna get very interested in this. I mean, I think that it can also improve your game one way or the other. You know, you can get to understand how what the women are thinking and how to respond whenever a woman is trying to tell you something important. You know, because sometimes whenever our women try to tell us something important, we do not even listen. Like, we listen, but we don't listen. Like, we don't get it. So I think that this study can help you get it. Okay. Yeah, so the study actually was published in the journal of PLOS-1, and it took 22 male volunteers who were all single and between the ages of 21 to 52. So this is how it went down. Each man was asked to look at photographs showing the eyes of a person while undergoing an MRI scan. So the gender of the people in the photographs was split 50-50, and each displayed an emotion that was considered to be positive, neutral, or negative. So the volunteers actually viewed the picture, and they were asked to choose between two words given to them that best described the mood of the person they were looking at, and no other information was given. And the researchers found out that the volunteers were better at sensing the mood of the person in the picture if that person was male. That is so awesome, folks. That is so interesting. That the researchers found that the volunteers better understood and were better at sensing the mood of the person in the picture if the person was male. But if he was female, they would struggle and they would not actually, most of the time, or like chances were, they would not get it right. But if he was a man, they would actually get it spot on. Whoa, folks. Yeah, check that out. Anyways, they also found out that when looking at a pair of male eyes, the amygdala, a portion of the brain that has been found to be involved with emotion, like I said, was more active when looking at the woman's eyes. Let me say that again, folks. These scientists found out that when looking at a pair of male eyes, the amygdala, the portion of the brain that has been found to be involved with emotion, was more active than when looking at the women's eyes. Yeah, that is outstanding. That is awesome. That is really awesome. So think about it, folks. Next time you're looking at your woman and then you don't understand or you cannot read their emotion, just know that amygdala is letting you down. Okay, and don't hate or don't think that you're dumb. But sometimes, you know, you should also, like, you know, make those steps and try to make yourself understand what your spouse or what your female friend or what your sister or what your mother or what your grandmother is saying. Okay, so don't just sit there and start blaming, oh, it's my amygdala that is not active because you is a woman. Don't say that. Try to understand and try to always, folks, always, before you do something crazy, always put yourself in other people's shoes and try to understand where they're coming from, okay? Because that is the problem with our human society. It's like most of the times we don't put ourselves in other people's shoes. That is why all those crazy people in India was just driving by when somebody's lying on the road bleeding to death, a woman and a kid, for 40 minutes, folks. They pass him and they let them die. That is what we're talking about. We're talking about if you want to change your society, and we want to change our society, believe that, is that you should always put yourself in other people's shoes. That way you will not do all the damn things that you're doing to everybody out there. You know, because all the damn things, if those being done to y'all, you'll actually not be happy. You know? So I like it. I like it when I read about these kind of studies, and they make me think. They make me reflect. Like, how do I want to be? Like, what kind of person am I trying to make myself? You know, am I gonna be that selfish, the selfish guy who don't give a damn about nobody else? Am I gonna be that kind of person? Because I want to be responsible, and I want to be the sister's keeper, and I want to be the brother's keeper, and I want to take care of the people around me. I don't want them to run every time they see me, okay? So try to understand your woman, try to understand your parents, try to understand your neighbors and your friends, and above all, try to understand your spouses, okay? Try to understand that. So, folks, just know that the amygdala, part of the brain that deals with emotion, should be boosted, and it should practice. And another study, which is like the last study for the day. This study actually has found out that supplements such as fish oils and herb ginkgo biloba do not prevent cognitive decline, okay? So they are saying that you should forget popping pills, and the best way to boost your brain power is a crossword or a Sudoku. Forget popping pills, my brothers and sisters. The best way to boost your brain power is a crossword or a Sudoku, okay? So I know a lot of people be popping pills because they want to boost their brain cognitive ability. But just so you know, fish oils and herb ginkgo biloba do not prevent cognitive decline, okay? But these scientists are saying that simple brain training games like Sudoku and crossword puzzle will boost your brain power, okay? Now, this is a 40 year of research. This study has been done over the span of 40 years. And believe that when the scientists are saying such kind of stuff, you should sit down and think about it, you know? You should think about and think about it. So this is interesting, personally. This is interesting because I know a lot of people be bopping pills like fish oil for their brain power just to boost it. But when scientists try to say something else, I know that, you know what I'm saying, it should strike you as something interesting, right? So a review of clinical studies has found no evidence that the herbal supplements, vitamins, and even drugs prevent cognitive decline in healthy older adults, you know. So this research was done by St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto, Canada, and they found evidence that crossword Sudoku may be beneficial than popping pills. So the researchers reviewed 32 clinical trials involving 25,000 patients dating back to 1960s. That is a long time. That is like 40 years, folks. So research that was done over 40 years. Now, if that is not legit, I don't know what is legit. And these scientists found out that no strong evidence that herbal supplements like ginkgo biloba improve cognitive functions or vitamins and oils such as vitamin B6 or omega-3C fatty acids had an effect. Okay, and also, you know, like, you know, previous study has shown that both omega-3 oil, which is found in oily fish, and the herb ginkgo boosted blood flow to the brain, and that vitamin B6 was thought to enhance brain function. Think about it, okay? Sudoku, crossword puzzle will boost your brain function, okay? You have been listening to Spot On Radio, the Dominican.edu, aka Penguin Radio. Yeah, I'll be in the studio. Check me out again next week, same time. Peace.